This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechitatu, chikumi 29, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7, nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kwava nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvinhu zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Vangonga vakamirirwa panze pecourt ava ve-anti-corruption commission vangonzwa kuti mutongo wecourt ndewekuti vamanyenye ndinga vangodzoka kubasa. Minista haana masimba ekuvasuspenda zvezvakare, vangovatora votovati aiwa tisakusungai.
Mayor wekutare Harare vaBernard Manyenyeni vanosungwa vachipomerwa mhosva yeuori. Kutanga mwedzi unouya, hurumende inoti zvinhu zvakanyorwa pasi kuti zvisapinde munyika zvichatanga kurambidzwa neZimra. Tichakupai zvabuda mumutambo wenhabvu weCastle Lager Premier Soccer League pakati peChicken Inn neHwange. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Meya weguta reHarare vaBernard Manyenyeni vasungwa panze pedare repamusoro reHigh Court nhasi maminitsi mashoma vachangobva mukubudirira mudare iri. Panyaya yekumbomiswa kwavo basa negurukota rezvematunhu vaSevia Kasukuwere. Dare reHigh Court rati vaKasukuwere vainge varesva kumisa basa vaManyenyeni, asi vaManyenyeni vabva vangosungirwa zveimwe nyaya yakafanana naiyoyo. Mutauriri webato reMDCT vaObert Gutu vatumira mashoko kuvatori venhau vachishora kusungwa kwavaManyenyeni. VaGutu vati zviri pachena kuti vaKasukuwere vanoda kuparadza makanzuru anotungamirwa neMDCT. VaGutu vati vaManyenyeni vari kuda kuzodzwa mafuta enguruve yavasina kudya. Bato reMDCT rapika kuti harisi kuzopeta maoko richisiya vaKasukuwere vachiita madiro aJorgina mumakanzuru. Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata kurimwe gweta ravaManyenyeni rinova nhengo yeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights muzvinafundo Lovemore Maduku.
Havana kutomboita zvekudaidzwa, vangonga vakamirirwa panze pecourt ava ve-anti-corruption commission kunga vangonzwa kuti mutongo wecourt ndewekuti vamanyenye ndinga vangodzoka kubasa. Minista haana masimba ekuvasuspenda zvezvakare, vangovatora votovati aiwa takuda kutotakutosungai pane mhosva yenyu yekuti makakanganisa kushanda. Zvichingoenderana nenyaya idzodzo idzodze dzekufamba kwaitwa kucancel maappointments atown clerk, ndobva vaenda kuanti-corruption commission. Saka ndazoenda kwekoko kunovaona nekuona vanhu ve-anti-corruption commission. Vakatopomerwa mhosva zviri pamutemo kuti vakakanganisa, saka vanofanira kuenda kucourt mangwana. Asi vatoramba kuvati vabude kunze pane masimba avainawo kana kukasunga munhu weekend stay kuti agare muchitoki. Saka izvozvizvi vari kuAvondale police station, taakuenda navo kucourt mangwana.
Vanopinda mudare nguvai?
Ndofunga ichaita mangwanani pamwe dzekuma past 10 to 11 mangwanani, nekuti sekuona kwandiri kuti vanhu vacho vanoda zvokungodhilayadhilaya asaawirana navo ivavo kuti Manyenyeni wacho apinde mucourt isati asvika masikati.
Muzvinafundo Lovemore Maduku, gweta rameya weguta reHarare vaBernard Manyenyeni vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Ko chii chaizvo chatora nzvimbo mudare panyaya yavaManyenyeni navaKasukuwere iyi? Mutoro wedu enhau Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Mutongi wedare repamusoro amai Lavenda Makoni nhasi vatura mutongo wekuti vaManyenyeni vadzoserwe pabasa uye kuti gurukota rinoona nezvematunhu risavamise basa zvakare. Kudzamara dare repamusoro-soro munyika reConstitutional Court ratura mutongo waro panyaya yakakwidzwa kudare iri navaManyenyeni. Gwetarava manyenyeni, muzvinafu ndolavu mwa maduku, vatsinira zvaturwa nedare.
Judge Lavender Makoni vawirira nane pfungwa yatakaunza kukoti. Takamira vamanyenyeni. Yekuti zvakaitwa naminista kasukuere zvekuva suspend zvekare after vambo suspendwa. Zviri kunze kwemutemo.
Vamanyenyeni vati vafara nemutongo waturwa nedare. Nyangwe zvazvo vachiti kumbomiswa kwavakaitwa basa. Kwanga kusina musoro.
Inguva yanga chingotambiswa iyi. Tinotenda nezvabuda asi nguva yanga chingotambiswa.
Sachigaro wesangano rinomirira vagari vemudhorobha reHarare, recombined Harare Residents Association, vasimbarashe moyo, vatiwo vafara nemutongo wedare, vachiti izvi zvavakupa vamanyenyeni mukana wekugadzirisa nyaya dziri kunetsa vagari muHarare.
Takamirira vagari tiri kuti mutongo waturwa nedare nhasi unotisunungura. Unoita kuti tite basa redu takasununguka, unoita kuti nyaya dze service delivery dzemuguta reHarare dziwanikwe dzichiitwa nomazvo, nokuti ndonyaya tatakamirira kuti meya vedu vatakasarudza sei vari kushungurudzwa nevanhu vasina kuvasarudza. Saka mutongo wanhasi wataridza kuti zveshuwa Mwari ndewe munhu wese.
Kunyange hazvo dare rati vakasukuere vakachikora mutemo, vakasukuere vari kuita chipatapata kugadzirisa mutemo wezvekutongwa kwematunhu kana kuti Local Government Amendment Bill kuti vakwanise kudzinga basa mameya nemakanzura. Mune imwewo nyaya yanga iri mumatare nhasi, dare reConstitutional Court rambomira kupa mutongo waro panyaya yakakwidzwa kudare nevedzisvondo, avo vari kunyunyuta kuti mhiko dziri kunzi dzitorwe nevana muzvikoro kana kuti National Pledge dzinotyora kodzero dzavo dzekunamata chitendero chavanoda. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Kutarunona nezve maindustry vamaike bima vanoti kutanga muna chikunguru zimura inenge yosungisa vose vemabhazi vachaedza kupinza zvino muZimbabwe zvakarambidzwa kupinda munyika pasi pe statutory instrument number 64. Zvino izvi zvinosanganisira masalad cream, mukaka, mafuta ekubikisa, zvekuvakisa, mafotereza, matai edzimotokari, cheese nezvimwe. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata vabima.
Statutory Instrument 64 yakavapo nokuda kwehumiririri hwaibva kune vemabhizinesi. Vamwe vacho vaiuya ari makambani, vamwe vaiuya vari mubatanidzwa weZNCC, vamwe vacho vaiuya vari mubatanidzwa weCZI, vamwe vari zvikari zvimapoka mapoka. Iwe makambani anogadzira zvinhu muno vachinge vauya vachiti vane zvinhu zvavakukwanisa kugadzira nokuda kwerutsigiro rwavanga vachipuhwa nehurumende nemikana yavanga vachipihwa kuti vagadzire zvinhu muno muZimbabwe. Makambani anofana nana Surface vanogadzira mafuta avanogadzira anobva musoya bean kana mucotton seed vanga ivo patakatanga makore matatu apfuura capacity utilization yavo ichi average kuma 10% nokuda kwokuti vaigadzira vasingakwanisi kusenzesa mishini yavo yese. Capacity utilization kana ichinge iri pasi, makost avo anokurawo zvinoita kuti zvinhu zvavanotengesa zvoita mitengo yakakura. Saka vakauya vachiti no isusu tikakwanisa kuwana rutsigiro rwokuti timbowana rutsigirwa kwikanguva kuti tisumudzire mabasa edu tikwanise kutengesa zvinhu zvakati wandei, mishini yedu isenzeswa yakawanda, zvinoita kuti tinge tichikwanisawo kuzopa mari kuhurumende tichiwana mabasa akawanda atinochengetedza. Nokudaro hurumende yakaona zvakakodzera kuti timbovapa chinguva chipfupi chokumbovati aiwa zvokunze ndingazvimbomira.
Chimwe chichemo changa chiri chekuti munyika mune nzara, zvingaita here kuti pambomiswa kuti vanhu vapinze zvinhu munyika? Honorable Bim,
nzara yemabhara here? Mabhara inzara here? Kushaya bhara inzara here? Ndiani unodya bhara? Kana achiti unodya bhara, unodya conveyor belt. Ngauye timupe maconveyor belt kuti nawo chipinza vanhu vadye. Nzara yavanoda inzara yechi. Pana pakambotaurwa kunzi tiri kuti musauisa chikafu? Hapana pazvakataurwa. Tiri kutaura zvinhu zvinogadzirwa, processed goods dzinogadzirwa neindustry. Tiri kutaura kuti hakuna cooking oil yakazara iri kutoi exportwa. Zvinota kuti imwe ichipinda kuti zviitedze. Nhasi motambura mochema futi muchiti vana vedu hamuna mabasa. Imi muchinotenga mafuta ekuSouth Africa, iyo mafuta munawo muno.
Ko pamutengo apa ndo chimwe changa chiri chichemo kuti zvinenge zviri kuti durei zviri kugadzirwa munyika izvi uye zvimwe zvacho ndezve imhando yepasi mbichana kana kuti yatingati quality ya.
Kana capacity utilization ikakwira mitengo inodzika. Zvinano zvatiri kutora hatisi kutora tichiti no tiri kuda kungosupporta tengisa ine mitengo yamunoda. Tine monitoring committee inosanganisa vema business nesu kuona kuti vaya vatinosupporta mitengo yavo inodzika.
Gurukota rinoona nezvemaindustry vaMike Bima vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Mamwe masangano evashandi vehurumende atobuda pachena kuti nengo dzavo hadzisi kuzotambira zana remadhora rinonzi nehurumende ichapa kuvashandi vayo nemusi wechishanu kuti vava nechekushandisa pavanenge vakamirira mihoro yavo yachikumi. Sangano reProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe kana kuti PTUZ rinoti nengo dzaro dzati hadzisi kuzotambira urongwa hwehurumende uhu sezvo mari iyi isina zvainovabatsira navo. Mutungamiri wesangano iri Dr. Takavafira Joe vanoti izvi zvinenge zvoreva kuti nengo dzavo hadzisi kuzoenda kumabasa kubva musi wa 1 mwedzi unouya kusvika dzapiwa mihoro yadzo. Ngatinzwe hurukuru yataita navo.
Ndinoda kutaura ruzhinji rweZimbabwe kuti varairidzi pamwe chete navamwe civil servants vanonyunyuta uyezve vanoshora danho rehurumende. Zvinoratidza kuti hurumende yakatouya isingadi manegotiation, yakatongouya ichida kupa varairidzi $100. $100 varairidzi vanotaura kuti haikwani. $100 ikaisa mubhengi, varairidzi vane zvikwereti, vakurarama nezvikwereti, inobva yatorwa nezvikwereti. Uyezve asingati vanhu vaona $100 zvekuenda kubasa, vana vacho vanenge vachidyei.
Saka muri kureva here kuti munenge mwakuregedza kuenda kubasa?
Muzimba dzavo muna manzimbuto makuririndi namapambira kudai havakwanisi kuti vaende kubasa vasina mari izvozvo. Mburi dzavo dzichipa nenzara, vana nezvinoti vachida mari yekuti vabhadhare pavanogara. Saka hurumende inofanira kuziva izvo kuti ngaiuye ichida kutaura navarairidzi kwete kuti iye audze zvokuita. Hurumende yakaregwa yatovaarauto yotoita zvoti yaita dhiri navarairidzi. Saka aifanembesa varairidzi vatotungamirira vanotiudza kuti hapana tengo apa, vatenzi varaira mutakura. Saka hapana kunoendiwa kunze kwekuti hurumende yagozekare nebeta ofa. Beta ofa yayo hurumende iyi inofanira kuuya mugohe ravo vati vasvika, nokuti mugohe ravo ndo panotosvika kwamvura vayacheka makumbo.
Avanga vari mutungamiri wePTUZ Dr. Takavafira Joe vari parunare kumasvingo neStudio 7. Tabatawo mutungamiri werimwe sangano revarairidzi reProfessional Educators Union of Zimbabwe vaWilson Makanyaire avanotiwo sangano ravo rasungawo kuramba zana remadhora iri.
Tashedza musangano wechimbi-chimbi kuti tinzwe kuti vatungamiriri vevarairidzi vanoti kudii. Tatumawo zvekare vanhu vedu kuground kuti vaende kunoongorora kuti vanhu vanoti kudii. Feedback yatawana yandinotaura pano ndeyekuti maticha aramba ati hazvingaiti kuti tipiwe $100. Tinoda mari yedu yakakwana. Tasunga uchisungo chokuti mari iyo ingaisapinda muakaunti medu. Tinotaurira minisa zviri pachena kuti ivo vangararama here $100. Zvakare maticha vane zvikwereti zvavo vanoenda kubasa vanobhadhara marendi. Ngavasafunga kuti hazvizi ndiyo mari yavashandisa pamwedzi. So isu tasunga chisungo chinoti kana mari iyo isina kuuya by 1 July tiri kumobhiraiza maticha kuti varege kuenda kubasa kutanga musi iwowo.
Danho ramuri kutora iri idanho here riri kutorwa nesangano renyuriri rega kana kuti idanho rekuti muchazosvitsawo kumubatanidzwa wenyu weApex Council mozonzwawo zviri kubva kune mamwe masangano kuti muite chinhu muri pamwe chete?
Apex Council mwana wamai vangu is a toothless dog. Tagara muApex Council takurukura zvakawanda, it's a paper tiger. Taita zvizhinji nehurumende, tataura nehurumende, hakuna chinobuda. Zvinoita sekunge Apex Council yakaisa muhombodo yevamwe vakuru vanotonga. Saka hakuna chinobuda. So isu tiri kungokumbira maticha kuti zvisinei kuti union yedu ndiyashedzera strike, ticha wega wega unongonza kuti ari padambudziko ngaangonzwa strike iyi zvisinei kuti ari kwaPTUZ zvisinei kuti ari kuzimuta kana kuti kutuzu isi tiri kuti handei kustrike sematicha kana vamwe vedu vanzwa strike yakanaka vanojoina asi ndinovimba kuti nyange mamwe maunion vanofanira kudaira nyaya iyoyi izvi zvokuti tipedze nguva nehurumende tichitaurirana nayo ndozvataramba.
Vanga vari vaWilson Makanya here vanove mutungamiri weProfessional Educators Union of Zimbabwe vari parunare neStudio 7 kuChinoyi. Mumwe murume wekuatsomba kumutasa central mudunhu reManicaland akakwanisa kugadzira pombi inotora mvura munzizi kana mumadhamu ichizoshandiswa mudzimba kana nevanoda kuita zvekurima. Mutoro wedu wenhauloedha mumwoyo anotipa nyaya inotevera.
VaOnias Maruza avo vane makore makumi matatu nemashanu ekuberekwa vanoti vakagadzira pombi iyi mukutanga kwegore rino. Pombi yavakagadzira iyi haishandisi magetsi asi inongozvishandira ichishandisa simba revhu kana kuti gravity muchirungu.
Invention ndakaita muna February this year and then mushino unonzi ndakaupa zita rokuti Matic pump, that's Maruza appropriate technology pump. That invention ndakaitira kune vanhu vasina access yemvura yegravity so that mvura inokwanisa kutorwa kubva kwakadzikira ichikwira gomo kusvika pane pasina access yenhingini yegravity.
VaMaruza vanoti havana zvavo kunyanya kuenderera mberi nedzidzo asi vakadzidzira mabasa aya pachikoro chinoita mabasa emaoko makore gumi nemasere apfuura.
Ini kuchikoro ndakagumira form 4 handiti ndakaenda kusuvera usitwas in 98 ndakaita fabrication saka taita tool making. Saka tool making inobata mabasics engineering ese.
Studio 7 haina kukwanisa kutaura na chief executive officer wemutasa Rura District Council vaGeorge Bandure sezvo vange vasiri kudayira nhare mbozha yavo. Asi mumiriri wemutasa Central mudare reparamende vaTrevor Sarwaka vanoti vanofara nebasa rakaitwa navaMaruza. VaSarwaka vavimbisa kuti vachabatsira kushambadzira pombi iyi kune vamwe vavo kuparamende uye nevamwe vemasangano akazvimirira anoshandira kumaruwa kunyanya munyaya yekupedza nzara muvanhu.
Ya ndichiona pfungwa dzine mukomana uyu ipfungwa dzekuti dzinokwanisa kuita kuti upenyu hwevana vemuZimbabwe hureruke kunyanya mutasa central muno.
VaMaruza vanoti pombi dzavari kugadzira idzi dzinotangira pamadhora mazana mashanu zvichienderana nekukura kwayo. Pari zvino vari mubishi kugadzira imwe pombi inenge ichizoshandisa biogas. Nekuda kwemutengo wepombi iyi vanoti vagari vanokwanisa kuita zvikwata zvikwata zvevanhu kana gumi votenga pombi yavo yevagari venharaunda yekuitisa madiridzo. Ndakamirira Studio 7 kuwatsomba mutasa central ndini Lweda Moyo.
Musangano wepagore weAIDS Clinical Trials Group 2016 uyo uri kuitwa muWashington DC uri kuenderera mberi. Nhasi vanoshanda neveruzhinji vari pamusangano uyu vachikurudzira kuti vanhu vakoshese kuongororwa utachiwana weHIV AIDS pachine nguva kuti vawane rubatsiro nechimbi chimbi. Mumwe avo vari pamusangano uyu amai Esther Mutero vanomirira Waterfalls Chitungwiza neparenyatwa site pasi pesangano reAIDS Clinical Trials Group Network vanoti zvirongwa zvekurwisa utachiwana weHIV AIDS zviri kufamba zvakanaka. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yavaita naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Camp member eBridge pakati pema researchers necommunity. Ndiri kumira ndiri pakati pecommunity ne researchers. Researchers hakwanise kusvipinda mucommunity muarea yandinogara ine ndisingazivi. Nekuti ndini ndinokuziya kuti vanhu vemu vanodei zvinovanakira ndezvipi. Ndinomira ndakachipasira maresearchers kuti community izive kuti chinonzi research chii, especially matrials etreatment yeHIV neprevention.
Zvii zvamuri kutarisana nazvo mumabasa amuri kuita makanyanyotarisa vamuri kumirira mucommunity panyaya idzodzi dzeHIV AIDS?
Zvatiri kunyanya kutarisana nazvo iye zvino ndezvekuti kuZimbabwe tiri kufara zvikuru nokuti vanhu vaakuziva kuti treatment chinhu chakanaka kuiwana usati warwara. Yakakoshera kuti kana usati warwara ukazviziva kuti HIV positive mukomenti mandigere tinokurudzira vanhu kuenda kunotestwa tokurudzira madzimai kunotariswa zvibereko kuenda kunodzirirwa utachiona weTB necancer saka zvikuru zvatiri kunyanya kutarisira ndezvekuti kunyanya kumadzimai nevana ruzivo rwekuti vazive kuti kurapwa kwakakoshera chii usati warwara uchakasimba
zvii zvamungakurudzire vamwewo vangange vari kufungidzira kuti vane utachiona weHIV AIDS kuti vaiti
chandinokurudzira vamwe vangange vaine utachiona weHIV and AIDS ndechekuti iye zvino hachisiri nguva yekutya haisiri nguva yekuzesa kana yekutsvaga kuti kana ndanzi ndine HIV ndokuguma kweupenyu ukanzi une HIV kasika kutsvaga rubatsiro nguva iripo wana counseling yakakwana udzidziswe kuti HIV hachisiri chirwere chinouraya chirwere chinokwanisa kudzivirirwa chirwere chinokwanisa hachisati chawanirwa treatment asi chirwere chekuti unopiwa mapiritsi ugara utachiona wako wakasapreswa kana wakadzvanywa ndokunge uchiteedzera dzidziso yawapiwa nekuti chichanokosha pamapiritsi iadherence
amai Esther Mutero avanoshanda neveruzhinji panyaya HIV AIDS vachitaura namavhilasi muhlanga nyauye westudio 7 vari muwashington dc muno muamerica tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika vatungamiri venyika dzemusangano reeuropean union vanoti vave kufambira mberi nekugadzirira remangwana resangano ravo pasina britain nyika idzi dzinoti britain inofanira kubuda nechipi chimbi mugungano iri chimwe chizvarwa chezimbabwe reverend majori chikore vanoti vane zvirongwa zviri kuitwa nekereke yavo yelovers lane united methodist church zimbabwean fellowship iri mudallas kutexas zvekubatsira zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvinoda kuuya kuamerica nenzira dzavangashandise kuita kuti izvi zvive zviri pamutemo ngatinzwe hurukuro yaitwa namavhilasi muhlanganya uye westudio 7 nareverend chikore
ndini nemurume wangu takabva kuzimbabwe gore ra 2000 tichiuya kuflorida conference of the united methodist church tikasevha ikoko vachikore vakanga vapihwa chechi kuflorida saka patakauya muno takatanga kusevha neamerican congregation kusvikirawo tati ko hatigoni here kutanga yedu yemazimbabweans saka takatanga kufona around until taunganidza kachikwata kemazimbabweans pandakazoendawo kunorth carolina kuchikoro kunodzidzira semufundisi ndakatangawo kuunganidza vadzimai nevarume nevana baba tikatanga chechi kunorth carolina and kubva ipapo tiri kungoona zimbabwean congregation mastates mazhinji akabva atangawo tangowo nemazimbabwean congregations anotungamirwawo nevafundisi vakasiyana siyana izvi zvichiratidza kuti kune ubasa hunofanirwa kuitwa kumusha nekuno kufunza waidza jehovha
kereke yenyu iyi inonzi chii uye zvepari zvino muri kuchumaira muri kupi
kereke yedu inonzi lovers lane united methodist church iri mudallas texas zimbabwean fellowship tinopinda tiri 6,000 i-6,000 member church yakasangana vatema nevachena saka tine maservices mashanu mangwanani na8:15 tinopinda tiri pamwe chete vatema nevachena na9:30 tinoenda kunoita mabible study takasangana tozoti na11:00 isusu vekuzimbabwe tinotorana tolida service kucongregation yemazimbabwean nestyle yedu yekuridza hosho nengoma wemapato akasiyana-siyana makorean woitawo izvozvo tine inonzi death ministry yoitawo izvozvo saka ndo zvatiri kuita kukurudzirana kuti nzira dzedu dzekunamata dzingorambe dziri nzira dzedu dzatakabva nadzo kumusha
pane mabasa amuri kuita here nekereke yenyu kubatsirawo zvimwe zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvichiri kumusha
hongu tine zvakawanda zvatiri kuita tinobatsira vari kudawo kuuya kuno kuti vauye kuno tinovabatsira nenzira dzatinoonawo dziri kubatsira vamwe vanhu like zvemagreen lottery tinovabatsira kuita paperwork yacho tori neenhamba vakauya through that process yekuwina malottery iya tinovabatsirazve kana vauya muno nepekugara tinovatsvagira munoziya munhu ari kubva asingazivi kuti ndinogara sei ndinoita sei tinotsvagira pekugara toisa zvinhu zvinokodzera mabasics in that home wasvika wogara tichivabatsira kutsvaga mabasa kana waona mabasa worumuko wendo ende tinoti munhu anenge auya anenge abatsirwa kana ane basa pakauyawo achiri kuuya obatsira umwe munhu tinoti you are helped to help somebody unobatsirwa kuti ubatsire umwe munhu saka nekudaro vanhu vazhinji vanouya hapasisina zvekuti anoitwa stranded nekuti anosvika paine kereke yakamirira kubatsira kuti anoenda nekupi anodriva sei anoenda kuchikoro sei tinovabatsira nezvinhu zvakadaro nemascholarships tinounganidza mari tichitumira vamwe kumusha mari dzezvikoro vana vadiki tinoidentifya vana vanogona vanokwanisa kuuya kuzokontinua chikoro kuno kana vanokwanisa kuramba uri kumusha tichivabhadharirawo maschool fees saka tine zvakawanda zvatiri kuita kubatsira Zimbabwe nekubatsira vanobva kuZimbabwe vachiuya muno
vanenge vachida kuti vawane rubatsiro kubva kwamuri rwamataura urwu vanokuwana ikupi
namba dzedu dzandinoshandisa ini ndine phone number munogona kufona 254-730-3833 namba dzedu 254-730-3833 kana mukaendawo pamawebsite mukati Lovers Lane United Methodist Church munoona Zimbabwean Fellowship panewo nhamba dzababa chikore wariwo staff palovers lane ipapo saka munogona futi kutsvaga rubatsiro muturu him again kana mukatadzawo kundibata
vanga vari Reverend Majori Chikore vachitaura namafilasi muhlanganya uye westudio 7 vari muDallas kuTexas
Tinokutambirai vatereri muchirongwa chedu pindai mudariro chatinotaura nevechidiki ini ndini Chioneso Jani nasi tine hurukuro na amai Nolin mudzimai wechidiki uyezve murimi achataura nesu pamusoro pekushaya mari kukuita varimi muZimbabwe vakadi hako
ndiri pangu makadiwo sisichichi
aiwa tinofara tiudze kuti mukurarama sei muZimbabwe semurimi
isu sevarimi vemuZimbabwe tiri kutarisana nematambudziko akasiyana siyana vanhu vakawanda hatisi kuwana mainputs nezvatinoshandisa mukurima mitengo yezvinhu yakwira zvinhu zvatinoshandisa mukurima tiri kuzvishaya tikazviwana zviri kune dzimwe nzvimbo zvinenge zviine mitengo yakakwira isu tisiri kubvumidzorwa zvekushandisa plastic money
mukurarama sei iko zvino
tisi chioniso zvataakutongoita kuita miriwo mumagarden nekuchengeta huku chatoo chikafu chepamba ndochotoshandisa izvi kuti uende kunozvitengesa zvinhu izvozvo hauwani mari yako zvinhu zvakawanda zviri kuitika zvakafanana nekuti tikaenda kuvarimi vefodya chaivo havari kunotengesa fodya vari kuudzwa kunzi mari tichaisa mumabhengi kana iwo wasvika kubhengi kwacho kunenge kusina mari unomira pachiu yekuti utore 500 US for 2 weeks ndipohwa $50 dzimwe nguva vanokupa kana $50 yemacoin wodii
tinotenda nekuenesu amainolin ini ndini Chioneso Jani muchirongwa pindai mudariro
munhau dzemitambo pamutambo wekasolaga premier soccer league watambwa kunhandara yeluveve stadium bulawayo nhasi chicken in nehwange dzaita mangange 0-0 zvichakadaro dare repamusoro rehigh court raramba kutambira chikumbiro chezifa chekuti inzi haichakwanisa kubhadhara zvikwereti yoendeswa pasi pechikonzi chedare izvi zvave kureva kuti zvanga zvichida kuitwa nezifa zvekuti ichinje zita kuti inzi National Football Association of Zimbabwe hazvisi pamutemo zifa ine chikwereti chemari inosvika mamiriyoni matanhatu emadhora icho iri kutatarika kubhadhara veFIFA neSports and Recreation Commission vakatozivisa kuti havasi kuzotambira danho rezifa rekuchinja zita kana isina kutevedzera mutemo. Vateereri musakanganwa kuti muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa nyaya yekurambidzwa kupinda munyika kwezvinhu zvakawanda zvekudya nezvekushandisa. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa misoro yenhau zvakare. Meya weguta reHarare vaBernard Manyenyeni vanosungwa vachipomerwa mhosva yeuori. Kutanga mwedzi unouya, hurumende inoti zvinhu zvakanyorwa pasi kuti zvisapinde munyika zvichatanga kurambidzwa kupinda nezimura. Tavatashwa kumagume chirongwa chedu chanasi. Tinoimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana. Anokuonekai nemufaro. Dini jonga kande miri. Ndiri muWashington DC. Ndekusiyai mina Chris Gande naMavlas Mhlanganya uye.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June 29th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Civil servants reject a $100 government offer as compensation for unpaid June salaries.
If the government wants to give them $100 on Friday, that's a non-starter. We demand our pay in full. And that's the position we have taken today.
Zimbabwe's industry minister says the government is not going back on its proposed import ban on some commodities.
Harare Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni faces the Anti-Corruption Commission a few hours after the High Court ordered his reinstatement.
And some civic society groups are planning to stage a 16-day prayer vigil in Masvingo to push President Mugabe to leave office.
It's high time the citizens rise up and demand the authorities like Shoaib Mahova and Robert Mugabe to step down.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Some civil servants unions have declared that their members won't accept the government's $100 offer as compensation for non-payment of June salaries. Professional Educators Union of Zimbabwe President Wilson Makanyaire says his members feel that the offer is an insult to civil servants as it would be wiped out by bank charges. Takaba Firajo of the Progressive Union of Zimbabwe also said their members have rejected the offer. The government failed to pay June salaries due to lack of funds. Makanyaire tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri that their members will not report for work after July 1st.
That's an insult to the teaching fraternity. That's a disappointing factor. Currently, we are consulting our people. We are consulting teachers to find out whether they agree to this. The words we need to say here are the words from the teachers, that they don't want to see anything short of their total amount in their accounts. If the government wants to give them $100 on Friday, that's a non-starter. We demand our pay in full. And that's the position as professional educators of Zimbabwe we have taken today.
Does this mean that you are going to embark on an industrial action?
Definitely we are. What we are appealing to teachers today is irrespective of whatever a union a teacher belongs to, non-affiliate or affiliate to unions, we must join hands and clearly go for a demonstration, clearly go for a strike, because that's the language the employer understands. The system of going into boardrooms doesn't work. We've been going into Apex Council several times. We've been holding meetings several times with the minister, but this is not working. This is not your opinion anyway. So what is important is for teachers to understand that teachers' unions are there because of them. And it is not leadership that is supposed to dictate the pace for them. They must understand, comply, and go for a demonstration, go for a strike.
What are you going to do in the event that the government goes ahead and deposits the $100?
They may go ahead and do it, definitely, and it's a fact. But the only thing they're going to do is to call tools down. Not just supposed to attend for duty come 1 July and above. We want our money in full.
And that was Professional Educators Union of Zimbabwe President Wilson Makanyaire on the line from Chinoyi with reporter Jonga Kandemiri. Labour Minister Prisca Mufumira was not available for comment.
Zimbabwe's industry minister Mike Bima says the government is not going back on its proposed import ban on some commodities as it wants to boost production in local industries. Statutory Instrument 64 of 2016 was suspended last week following public protests last Saturday at the Bidebridge border post after it was effected.
Some of the listed goods under the statutory instruments include salad cream, milk, shoe polish, cooking oil, bottled water, door and window frames, and several other commodities. Bima tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that there is no going back on implementing the import ban.
The SI 64 is still on. What we've done is to give people some period of grace to say we will allow those who had initiated export procedures before the SI was announced. We'll allow goods to come in, but effective from 1st of July, we won't allow those goods to come in unless one can produce a license. We are not banning any product. The products listed are not being banned, but we are only saying that these are products that we believe we are now producing in sufficient quantities to fill, to meet demand. And if the demand goes down for whatever reason, we will allow those who are capable of importing to do so, but we will give them a license before doing so. So we believe that this is a move to support our local industrialists who are coming really from a bad patch where we had really suffered through the time of the 10 or 15 years in the past where we had a hyperinflation, where we had also limitations in terms of getting funding for retooling, re-equipping, and recapitalizing. And we believe our industrialists need a little help for a short period for them to get to their feet and be able to face competition going forward.
But some informal traders are saying not much consultation was done by the government. As a result, we saw skirmishes at the border at Bidebridge.
Yeah, the mere effect is that we do have non-importers. Those importers who are in that business, we know them and we have consulted them. But again, those people whom we don't know, people who might just do things as someone just comes up and tomorrow wants to buy things from outside, obviously we are not in a position to be able to identify them and even engage them.
That was Industry Minister Mike Bima speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu.
Suspended Harare Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni has been questioned by the Anti-Corruption Commission over the appointment of the city's town clerk just a few hours after a High Court judge ordered the Minister of Local Affairs to reinstate him. Manyenyeni was arrested and detained. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Some Anti-Corruption Commission officials told Studio 7 on condition of anonymity that they wanted to question Manyenyeni on the Harare City Council's appointment of James Mushore as the city's town clerk. Manyenyeni was initially suspended by Kasukuere for allegedly disregarding the minister's call to reverse Mushore's appointment. His lawyer, Love Momaduku, explains more about the latest development.
What they are now doing is that the Anti-Corruption Commission is working with police officers. So the person who actually arrested him is a police officer. And the persons who are going to be detaining him is a police officer. So what they have done is that that's the system that the Anti-Corruption Commission is now using. The Anti-Corruption Commission acts as a complainant and then the police arrest. So that's the relationship that they have developed.
Before being questioned by the commission, a Harare High Court judge, Lavenda Makoni, ordered his reinstatement and further interdicted the local government minister from suspending him. Acting local government minister, Professor Jonathan Moyo, had also suspended the mayor on allegations of criminal abuse of office. Manyenyeni approached the court, arguing that Moyo did not comply with the provisions of the Urban Councils Act in suspending him. Manyenyeni's lawyer, Love Momaduku, confirmed the court's decision, saying the court further interdicted local government minister Sevia Kasukuere from further suspending the city mayor pending the outcome of a case that he lodged with the Constitutional Court.
So basically the effect of this judgment is that the mayor is now back at work and will not be resuspended until the Supreme Court has determined the matter.
Manyenyeni told Studio 7 that he was welcoming the court's verdict.
The outcome is welcome, but this is an unnecessary process. In a country as developed as we are, we shouldn't be taking these matters to court. These are obvious cases.
Board chairperson of the Combined Harare Residents Association, Simbarashe Moyo, said local residents are happy about the High Court ruling, adding that this will give Manyanyeni time to address issues affecting local people.
We are actually on cloud nine. We are celebrating this High Court judgment because all along we've been waiting for this kind of judgment.
In other court news, the Constitutional Court postponed judgment in a case in which some churches are challenging the decision by the Education Ministry to introduce the National Pledge in schools, saying it violates their right to freedom of worship. Chief Justice Godfrey Chijgausiku ordered the parties to return to the court's registrar after 30 days to allow negotiations between the churches and the government. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Church groups and civic society activists are planning to have a 16-day vigil outside the offices of Provincial Minister Shuvai Mahofa, praying for the removal of President Robert Mugabe from office, saying millions of people are suffering due to the current social and economic problems allegedly caused by his ruling ZANU-PF party.
The protesters are expected to hand over a petition to Mahofa, who would then forward it to Mr. Mugabe, who has ruled Zimbabwe for more than 36 years. Prophet Afmane Clement Zenda of the Christian Voice International Zimbabwe told Studio 7 that church leaders and their congregants who camped for 16 days at Burombo Provincial State offices and pray hard to the Almighty for the removal of Mr. Mugabe from power.
We are actually lifting up our voices first to God so that God may heal our land, and to the authorities so that they may be sensitive to the plight of the people, because we are quite burdened by this state of affairs that the leadership are considering their political terms at the expense of the livelihood or the lives of the people. We have got heart-rending situations whereby children are going to school on empty stomachs because there is a lot of, the El Nino-induced drought is taking its toll, especially in this region of Masvingo. That's why we are saying we have to look up to heaven in terms of a prayer vigil for 16 days in Masvingo until God hears us and hears the prayers of the children of Zimbabwe, and we are taking this aggressively this time.
The Christians are expected to be joined by several civic society organizations. Community Alliance and Reconciliation Development Program officer Zvana Mzorodzi said they will also seek divine intervention while camping outside the provincial government offices.
The government has since the 2013 election failed to deliver on its election promises, and with the country sliding back 2008 political and economic chaos, it's high time the citizens rise up and demand the authorities like Shuai Mahofa and her partner in crime, Robert Mugabe, to step down.
Director Anuzam Guti of the Masvingo United Residents and Ratepayers Alliance said residents are concerned about the continued violation of their socio-economic rights as a result of some challenges emanating from Zimbabwe's economic meltdown.
We are in the prayers to express ourselves to God and the authorities that the socio-economic rights of residents are under threat from the economic collapse. Issues like access to clean water, clean and potable water, education and health facilities for citizens are under serious threat. Therefore, we say the authorities should step down.
2 weeks ago, the same organizations were blocked by the police when they wanted to stage a peaceful protest on similar issues in the city. Mahofa was not reachable for a comment as she was said to be busy attending to some agent state business. Reporting for Studio 7 from Masvingo, I am Gandhi Maramba.
Meanwhile, a World Council of Churches conference in Norway has called on churches to respect the rights of children and protect them from abuse. After receiving presentations from a committee on the rights of children, the council urged the Christian community to develop child-friendly churches that uphold their rights. One of those who came up with the recommendations and made presentations at the Indaba is Masimba Kuchera of the United Church of Christ in Zimbabwe. Kuchera told the meeting that because of bad things that happen in churches, many children are no longer going to church.
You might be aware that in several places across the world,
children are not being found in churches anymore. Have you ever thought where these children are spending their time? My guess is as good as yours, but I would want to imagine that it's a more worse place than in the church. Therefore, when the CCIA was then reconstituted in 2015 after the assembly, my working group, which is the Working Group on Human Rights, Children's Rights, Women's Rights, and Freedom of Religion, providentially found itself with a program that required leadership, and that was the development of principles and tools for child-friendly churches.
Reporter Ntungamili Nkomo reached Kuchera for more about the conference.
I had come here specifically to make a presentation on a document that we are presenting to the Central Committee for Approval, which is called the Principles and Tools for Child-Friendly Churches. And basically, I'm a member of a commission within the World Council of Churches which is working on this document. It's called the Commission of Churches on International Affairs. And basically, the document is a document that aims to alert churches to the rights of the children and guide churches, work with churches in terms of how they can start implementing those rights of the children and also encouraging children to come back to Sunday school and to come back to church.
For some, the church might seem to be the last place where you can find child abuse. Why are you raising this issue?
The church is the last place, as you say, because the issues go unreported. You will find that there is a lot of abuse. We get reports all the time of young children being raped, of boys and girls being abused in various ways. And we are saying the church should take a lead in a different direction. The church should be a place where the children actually run to for cover and not run away from.
And where do we stand as Zimbabwe?
We don't look good in terms of respect of children's rights.
That was Masimba Kuchera of the United Church of Christ in Zimbabwe on the line with reporter Ntungamili Nkomo from Norway.
We now take a look at regional and international news.
Turkey blamed Islamic State jihadists today for the deadly assault on Istanbul's Atatürk International Airport, denouncing the latest terrorist attack in the country and vowing to fight terrorism until the end.
Police in Zambia have detained the top editors of Zambia's leading newspaper, The Post.
And as Britain and Europe struggle to come to terms with the British vote in favor of leaving the European Union, financial markets are roiling across the globe, including in Russia.
Reverend Marjorie Chikoore came to America accompanying her husband, Reverend Christopher Chikoore, who had received a calling to lead the Methodist Church before receiving her own calling that saw her enrolling into a theological seminary in North Carolina. Reverend Chikoore and her husband are now based in Dallas, Texas, where they now lead the Lovers Lane Methodist Church Zimbabwe Fellowship, which they are using to assist Zimbabweans interested in relocating to the United States. Reverend Chikoore tells Studio 7 they provide help to those that want to take advantage of America's diversity lottery that grants people a chance to get a green card and ultimately settle in the United States.
We came to the United States in the year 2000 when my husband was appointed a church in Florida. So when we came, we served in Florida for 3 years, and then I received my call to go to a theological seminary, and I was accepted at Duke University, which is in North Carolina. So we moved to North Carolina, and we served a church in North Carolina. When we were serving that church, we started a Zimbabwean congregation, and it started with like 30 people, and we grew and grew to the extent that we were the church in the community. And when we started that church, people from different denominations came and we established one church where people from different denominations would come being under our pastor. So we developed that church, and up to today, we still have that church in North Carolina. And then we moved to Texas. When we moved to Texas, we went at this big church where it has like 6,500 members, including Africans and predominantly white. So in that service, we joined the church, the bigger church. But in that church, we also worship in our Zimbabwean way. And this church is called Lovers Lane United Methodist Church, Zimbabwean Fellowship.
Are you working with any Zimbabweans back home?
Yes, we are offering fellow Zimbabweans with those opportunities to come here. We have introduced this program where we tell them to apply using this green card lottery. And we have a number who have come using this method. And when they come, we give them a place to live. We give them the basic things like food, shelter. And when they settle, we show them how to live in America, how to find jobs, where to go to church. We give them everything so that they are comfortable. And when they are comfortable and they are able to sustain themselves, we encourage them to help those who are coming. And this has gone on and on, that in the community, we are known to be those people who are pillars of Greater Dallas. And people come and we help them with anything that they need.
You also talked about the need of giving back, that those people that you have assisted, you encourage them to give back. Tell us a little bit about that.
We have, like, for example, we have a young man who just came and he didn't have anywhere to stay. So when he came to our church, we had helped this guy get a job, have an apartment and have a car. So when this young one came, he said, I will take this young man and teach him what you taught me. And as we talk right now, he has registered to go to school. He has started working. He has bought a car. So it's those things that people are stranded with that we help these people coming from Africa get. And then when they are able to work and to have papers in order and everything, we look for another opportunity for them to help so that we are not selfish. We help so that you help, like you are a blessing. You are blessed to be a blessing to others.
So for those that would like to access some of the services that you offer, where can they find you?
My number is 254-730-3833, 254-730-3833. And we can also go to the Lovers Lane United Methodist website. There you can see Reverend Christopher Chikore and his number and his email. And you can also ask for some help.
That was Reverend Marjorie Chikore speaking with us from Dallas, Texas in the United States.
As Zimbabwe marks 17 years since the death of the late Vice President and the country's respected nationalist leader Joshua Mkabuko Nkomo, some say if his selflessness and love for the country were emulated by the current crop of national leaders, ordinary Zimbabweans would not be having such problems as the ones that they are grappling with at the moment. In this third edition of a six-part series in the life and legacy of the late Vice President, reporter Taurai Shaba focuses on challenges faced by Father Zimbabwe.
Former cabinet minister and veteran politician Cephas Msipa is one of the few people alive today who worked closely with both President Robert Mugabe and the late Joshua Nkomo for a long period. Msipa, one of the former senior members of the Nkomo-led ZAPU, from which ZANU-PF broke away, says Nkomo was from the start the quintessential nationalist leader respected by all and sundry. Msipa reveals that in the early 1960s, when there was talk of breaking away from ZAPU, even Mr. Mugabe, then somewhat an amateur in nationalist politics, acknowledged that Nkomo was the face of what was then known as Southern Rhodesia.
In 1960, there were people who were saying Nkomo must be replaced, and we discussed this with Mugabe. Mugabe was very faithful to Nkomo at that time, and he said to me, look, if we remove Nkomo, this country will be divided into Matabeleland and Mashonaland. He said Komo is the only person who can keep Zimbabwe together as a nation, the Beles and Shonas together. Yes, Komo was such a man.
Msipa says even after the divisions in the nationalist movement ultimately couldn't be avoided, Nkomo remained willing to work for a united front, entering into various negotiations with fellow nationalists, while also trying to reason with the colonial regime on the other end. The veteran politician says Nkomo was always driven by the love of his country and the ideals of freedom, justice, and equality for all. Such qualities made Nkomo put his personal feelings aside and accept to work even with those he distrusted. In the end, that also enabled him to agree to work under Mr. Mugabe, his erstwhile junior, to forge the 1987 Unity Accord following the civil strife in the early years of independence.
He expressed his disappointment that he was working with people who were not all that honest, you know. He was worried about it. He thought some people were not being honest. He expressed his disappointment on a number of occasions to say, you see these people, what they are doing. But yes, still, for the good of the country, he was able to say he accepted that he has to work with such people.
Nkomo at one point went public about what he was facing when he was brutalized by Mr. Mugabe, who accused him of sponsoring dissidents and clashing arms in an attempt to topple him.
I have suffered. I have worked so hard for this country before independence, during the war. I worked so hard after independence to make our independence stick. And this man today turns around and he calls me a traitor. Me, a traitor. A man who worked for this country so much. There is no insult to beat this one. I've never done anything wrong and Robert knows it. I told you this is for personal power. Let him stand up and deny it. This is for personal power. He's frightened of my stature. He's frightened that he will not win the next election. This is what he's doing. Trying to smear me. That's very, very sly. Very dirty.
As often happens with any major decision taken by an important character in a nation's history, many people, including Komo's colleagues and supporters, questioned his wisdom in having PF Zapo agree to the Unity Accord signed by the two parties in 1987, with some even accusing him of selling the party out. Dumiso Dabengwa, a former intelligence supremo of the Zimbabwe People's Revolutionary Army, or ZIPRA, the armed wing of ZAPU, admitted that he was among those who initially felt that Nkomo was wrong to sign the accord, especially under the conditions set out by Mr. Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party. Christopher Ndiweni, a former ZIPRA combatant, who is now a member of Zimbabwe People First, led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, agrees, adding that Nkomo has to be eulogized forever for helping avert a civil war similar to that which raged for several years in Angola and Mozambique. Retired Brigadier General and former Ambassador Agrippa Mtambara, also now a member of Zimbabwe People First, says Nkomo deserves the respect of all Zimbabweans because of his selflessness and humility, which he says President Mugabe should have done better to emulate.
I've fought from the side of ZANU and ZANLA, but I've got so much respect for Dr. Joshua Nkomo. He wanted every Zimbabwean to participate in the building of Zimbabwe.
During the Liberation War, ZAPU established strong links with the former Soviet Union, and as a result, Nkomo was at various times said to be a communist who wanted to help spread communism in Southern Africa, a label used to try and malign his leadership, since communism was at that time viewed by many as nothing but an unrealistic dogma. But Nkomo's son, Sibangiliswe, said his father was neither a communist in principle nor practice.
I remember at one time he was asked why he was going to Russia to find arms. His answer was, we are getting our arms from whoever would like to help us fight this evil system. If Britain is willing to give us arms, we'll accept them. One time again, there was a journalist who asked him, he said, Nkomo, after independence, are you going to be communist? Are you going to be Eastern Bloc puppet? He said, no. We're going to be ourselves. We want to be ourselves.
Some people have pointed out that during his time in government, Nkomo failed to use his influence to bring any meaningful development to his rural home area of Kezi, its surroundings, and the Matabeleland region in general. Again, Dabengwa defends the late nationalist, saying such charges are misplaced.
Komo was not a constituency MP. He was a national leader, vice president of the country, not of ZAPO. His concern was to develop the entire country, not just his area where he comes from.
Nkomo may be viewed in many different ways by many people, but there is no doubt that for most Zimbabweans, the late vice president remains the father figure that the nation is sorely missing amid the current hardships. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shala.
Thanks, Taurai. That's it for tonight. But remember, at Live Talk, we're talking about basic commodities ban. This is Chris Gande. Good night.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a very good night.
Siyabonga Chris Lomavela se le tshonanjani mthwakazo muhle siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 29 ngohlangula 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungameli inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje
beli ze dadwethu uncle divela ngabe sake sangena kulesi stage ukuthi sele izinto kaphele nje unkomo wayethiwe uNkulunkulu wabo ele blueprint ele design elivelele uyabona ukuthi ngoba kwesikhathi wena kuko uNkulunkulu wayekhona omelele ukungena amukele umbuso alungise ilizwe aqhubeke likhula lifika siyaphambili.
Indodana kamoyi umnumzana Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo, umnumzana Sibangilizwe Nkomo, uthi ngabe uyise wabusa iZimbabwe ngabe lilizwe elinotileyo ukwedlula ele South Africa.
Abanye abangabafana abanye bagcina sebengamatsotsi, abanye bagcina sebesemajele ngenxa yokuthi akula msebenzi. Bagcina sebegqekeza ezindlini zabantu bejontsha besenza imisebenzi engalunganga.
Uhulumende sekhuthazwe ukuthi azinikele ekuqhubeni inhlelo eziqakathekisa impilo yabantwana kanye lamalungelo abo. Kwezemidlalo silempumela yemidlalo yenguqu eKhazulaga Premier Soccer League edlalwe lamhlanje kanye le Division 1. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Indodana kamoyi umnumzana Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo, umnumzana Sibangilizwe Nkomo, uthi ngabe uyise wabusa ngabe leZimbabwe lilizwe elinothileyo kakhulu ukwedlula le South Africa. Unkomo wethule amazwi la ilizwe likhangelelwe ukukhumbula umnumzana Joshua Nkomo ngolwesihlanu kuyona le iviki. Kuviga unopumelelo moyo.
Indodana kaNkomo umnumzana Sibangilizwe Nkomo obona ngamalungiselelo omkhosi weJoshua Nkomo Liberators Day uthi umbuthano walonyaka uzaba mkhulu, kodwa ngabe uyise wabusa iZimbabwe ngabe inothe okumangalisayo.
Leli lizwe dadewethu uncle divela ngabe sake sangena kulesi stage sokuthi sele izinto kaphele nje unkomo wayethunywe nguNkulunkulu wakhe ele blueprint ele design yelizwe leli uyabona ukuthi ngoba kwesikhathi sempi wena kuko uNkulunkulu wayekhona omelele ukungena amukele umbuso alungise ilizwe aqhubeke likhula lifika siyaphambili.
Unkomo ubike ukuba imali yelizwe yadlaliswa kubulawa abantu ngombhuqazo weGugurawundi kunye lezimpi zeMozambique leDRC lamanye amazwe ezazingenelwa iZimbabwe kulokwakha ilizwe.
kwangeni zimpi ezingasifanelanga o-DRC kwangenwa eMozambique kwangenwa ngaphingaphi sangena izimpi imali yonke lana yachithekazi eyenza ukuthi ilizwe liwise umnotho wayo. Kanti-ke ngithemba ngileshuwa ukuthi ngabe umdala wayenikwe lelo thuba ngendlela ayelayelwe ngayo ngendlela ayezizele ngayo ngabe sikhathana kakhulu.
Imbonyi kaZulu uDumisani Mhlanga yena uthi uyajabula ngamalungiselelo okukhumbula iqhawe ngoba iZimbabwe ilokuthula nguye njalo lababusayo babusa nje yimisebenzi kamuyi.
Amalungiselelo okuthakazelela ilanga likababankomo aqakathekile kakhulu ngoba namhlanje kunje kwiZimbabwe kungenxa kababa onkomo kukhona ukuthula. Loba sihlupheka siswele izimali kuswelakala imisebenzi kodwa kulokuthula kungenxa kaNkomo. Ilizwe limile ngenxa kaNkomo. Labanye ababusayo babusa ngenxa kaNkomo.
Osakhulayo uGodswill Jubane yena uthi uyamhlonipha kakhulu umuyi uFather Zimbabwe ngoba wazinikela impilo yakhe ukuba abatha njengaye babe lekusasa elihle.
Ngiyamhlonipha ubaba uNkomo nesenzo sakhe esihle kangaka sokuzinikela ezinikeleni isizwe sakithi nathi thina abantu abamnyama. Ngakho-ke nathi njengabantu abatsha sinethemba lokuba sizayimlandela emanyathelweni akhe.
Owalwa impi ephansi kwezipra umnumzana John Nkala wevokola e-insiza uma ekhuluma ngomuyi uNkomo uhlengezelisa inyembezi ethi ngeke wafa wamkhohlwa. Uyamkhohlwa mhlawumbe laye esefile inyama.
Kuvele incanga ngamkhumbula ngiyangizwa ngani kuthiwa ngiphela lo moya ngoba sasanegameni lokufana lokhesa lokhu esegama. Kuthela nxa sesibuya ngapha asafuka salahlela igama sathamba nje ephiwa ngizaphi umsebenzi dumaja ngafuka kubona midiya botwana agcina ngazi kula abaholayo mna sangiholi angayiholi imali yangkhona kodwa ngaveta kodwa imali yangkhona ayiphuma.
Umuyi uNkomo wazalwa ngoNhlangula 17, 1918 esemukhwe wakhothama ngoNtulikazi 4, 1999. Udume ngokuba ngubaba welizwe yikho abantu bebembiza Father Zimbabwe ngoba wayengakhethi mhlobo njalo wazinikela ngempela ukukhulula ilizwe noma nje umbuso okhona manje wawusumzingela emini lebusuku. Waze wacina ekhumisana lawo umlotha kulotshwa isivumelwano sokumanyana ese-Unity Accord ngomnyaka ka-1987 esebone uZulu weMandebeleni esethwele luklubhu. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikoBulawayo, ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Kunjalo nje ngelanga abeZimbabwe abayabe bekhumbula khona uFather Zimbabwe kwele Botswana bazabe bethakazelela ukuzalwa kukamnumzana Seretse Khama yena owaba ngomongameli wele Botswana wakuqala. Kubika uMartin Gwenya.
Ele Zimbabwe lizabe linanza ukhothama kwayesaziwa ngokuba ngubaba welizwe bembiza ngufather Zimbabwe uDokotela Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo ohlonishwa kakhulu ngokulwela izibuse kanye lokuletha ukuthula esizweni semandebeleni ngesikhathi engena uhulumende omanyano lomongameli Robert Mugabe ngo-1987. Lokhu kwalandela ukulwisana komndeni ngemva kokuthatha uzibuse ngo-1980. Unkomo watsho namhla ka-1 Ntulikazi 1999. Ngokunjalo iBotswana izabe ihlonipha umongameli wayo wakuqala yena ozalwa mhla ka-1 Ntulikazi 1921 watshona ngomnyaka ka-1980. WeBotswana wabona kufanele ukuthi ahloniphe uKhama ngokubeka ilanga lika-1 Ntulikazi njengekhefu lapho ukukhunjulwa impilo yakhe khona. IZimbabwe ayikanikezi okufana ngonkomo noma nje kusiba lemicimbi enanzaleli langa. WeZimbabwe umzana Adrian Sibanda uthi amazwe omabili alobudlelwane ngakho kuzabe kuyisikhathi esihle sokukhumbula laba bobabili njalo ekakhulu ukuthi iBotswana yakagcina unkomo ngesikhathi ebaleka kungahlaliseka kwabakhona esabeleni semandebeleni. Kulandela uzibuse
ubaba unkomo lo mongameli wakuqala waseBotswana kube kungamadoda behlonipheka ngemsebenzi abayenzile emazweni omabili. Ungakhangela njalo ubaba uNkomo kwaba lesikhathi lapha akabalekela kweziBotswana ngesikhathi kulwiwa ezembangazwe. Lokhu kutshengisa njalo ukuthi nanxa iBotswana abanye bebengazi ukuthi yilo ilanga azalwa ngalo kodwa amaZimbabwe nxa sekusiba iholiday kithi sithakazelela ilanga lokuzalwa komongameli wokuqala lapha sibuyela athi siba khumbuze ngokuthi lathi ngelanga lelo yikho lapha esalahlekelwa khona ngoFather Zimbabwe.
Umnumzana Ndumiso Mhlanga yena uthi iZimbabwe layo kayilandele umzekelo weBotswana ifake ilanga likamhla ka 1 Ntulikazi njengekhefu ukuze kuzitshengise njalo uhlonitshwe imisebenzi yakhe unkomo.
Kuyinto ejabulisayo kakhulu ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe leBotswana sicelebrate ama-icons asidlwelayo ukuthi sithole uzibuse, sikhangele umnumzana uSeretse Khama lo Joshua Mqhapo Nkomo, bonke sibacelebrate mhlaka 1 July lonalolu suku. Esikubona nje uqakathekile ukuthi ilanga leZimbabwe leli mhlaka 1 lalo kube iholiday njengalapha eBotswana ukuthi kuyiholiday baselebrate uSeretse Khama.
Ngesikhathi abeZimbabwe kweleBotswana beyabe behlabe ikhefu ngolwesihlanu, abanye babehlanganiswa emandebeleni esibanye Cultural Society bazahlanela ukuzithokozisa eHavroni. Isikhulumisa lenhlanganiso uFortune Moyo uthi kababone kuqakathekile uthatha isikhathi ngaleli khefu bahlangane njengabantu besintwini.
Sikhangelele ukuthi mhlaka 1 July sibe lomcimbi ozabuyisa bonke abantu beZimbabwe abesintwini ukuthi bazohlangana. Babe lesikhathi nje esihle, isikhathi esizagoqela ukuxoxa ngamasiko, ukuxoxa ngokokuncedisana, kungaba ngezezimfundo, kungaba ngezebusiness. Lezi izinto abantu bakithi ofica ukuthi okwamanje ngilolo lawuzenzela kwakhe enguye yedwa ele.
Uthi kulabanye abaselwe isikhathi eside bafika eBotswana abasendebeleni, ngakho uqakathekile ukuthi bahlangane. Ilanga leli livulelwe wonke umuntu wesintwini esikolo seBoabap eHavroni, njalo kukhangelelwe ukuthi iningi litholwe ngabanceda ikakhulu kwezamabhizimusi kanye lokuqhelisa ubudlelwano phakathi kwabantu bemandebeleni eBotswana. Inhlanganiso yesibane ibunjwe lonyaka, njalo kukhangelelwe ukuthi kube lo mcimbi omkhulu unyaka ungakapheli. Umoyo uthi inhlanganiso yabo ayihlangene lezombusazwe. Yimi uMartin Ngwenya, ngisumele Studio 7 eHavroni kuleBotswana.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930 12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Uhulumende sekudazwe ukuthi aqhube inhlelo eziqhakathekisa impilo yabantwana kanye lamalungelo abo. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Lokhu kuphume emkhosini wokunanza usuku oluqhakathekisa abantwana ezwekazi le-Africa olwe the Day of the African Child, owenzelwe endaweni eyaziwa ngelokuthi Belaphansi ku-Ward 2 emzini we-Epworth oduzane leHarare, oqoqwe ngabe Justice for Children Trust JCT. Unkosikazi Michelle Kurawone yisakhamuzi se-Epworth obekhona emkhosini owenzelwe esikolo seThembwe Primary School. Yena ukhala ngokuthi bayaswela okokwenza abantwana nanku besehluleka lokuya esikolo.
Abanye abangabafana, abanye bagcina sebengamatsotsi, abanye bagcina sebesemajele ngenxa yokuthi akula msebenzi. Bagcina sebegqekeza ezindlini zabantu, bejontsha besenza imisebenzi engalunganga.
Unkosikazi Nomalanga Ndlovu udabuka emaphisa ekhezi, walethwa ngumsebenzi eHarare ngesikhathi sesesipholiseni esehlala emzini we-Epworth. Unkosikazi Ndlovu uthi akayitholi imfundiso eyanelayo uzulu we-Epworth phezu kwengozi yokuya emacansini umuntu esesemncane, ikakhulu amantombazane asakhulayo.
Uthi noma bengase behambe emacansini labafana, kufana ukuthi bathole ukuze nabazohamba betshengisa befundisa abantwana, uthi babekwazi ukuthi uhambe emacansini lokuze kuzakubangela umkhuhlane omkhulu.
Wengeza ethi kunje lubhahile udubo lokwendiswa kwabantwana bebancane kubangelwa ibuyanga obutholakala emzini lo owe-Epworth. Indikimba yalonyaka kulo mkhosi owe-Day of the African Child, okulilanga elinanzwa minyaka yonke mhlaka 16 ngoMabasa, ibingethi Investing in Children and Youth for an Empowered Society and a Growing Economy in Order to Prevent Conflict and Crisis and Protect All Children's Rights. Ungenwe iziphathamandla zikahulumende ezivele kungatsha ezehlukeneyo ezisebenzelana labantwana, inhlanganiso ezisebenzelana lozulu inkokheli yase-Epworth Local Board abantwana besikolo labekade beze ukuzalibazisa uzulu ngendlela ezehlukeneyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevis Gama.
Umanyano wamasonto emhlabeni jikelele oweWorld Council of Churches obulomhlangano kwele Norway usukhuthaze amasonto esiKristu ukuthi ahloniphe njalo alondoloze amalungelo abantwana. Umanyano lo wethule amazwi la ngemva kokwamukela ugwalo olulotshwe liqula lawo ngamanyathelo angathathwa ngamasonto ukuze amalungelo abantwana ahlonitshwe ngokugcweleyo. Umnumzana Masimba Kuchera, owe-United Church of Christ in Zimbabwe, ngomunye wabakhulume emhlanganweni lo. Ukuchera uveze ukuthi abantwana abaningi emhlabeni jikelele kabasayi esontweni ngenxa yezehlakalo ezimbi ezenzakala emasontweni. Sixhume ukuchera kwele Norway wachasisa okuningi.
Besibuye lapha thina ukuthi sikhulume ngendaba ama child rights. So bengisenza i-presentation ngimelele i-World Council i-commission engiyo ngendaba le ama principles and tools for child friendly churches. Sizama ukuthi sicebise ama church ukuthi ahloniphe amalungelo abantwana.
Abezisonto ungathi bawephula njani amalungelo abantwana?
Sizakhumbula ukuthi kulendaba eziningi kakhulu ezabantu abensontweni, bangaba ngama-priest, bangaba ngabanye abahamba ensontweni, abadlwengula amankazana, abayephula ngendlela ezithiyethiyeneyo amalungelo abantwana. So sithi thina nxa sifuna ukuthi abantwana bethu kumbe bobhuti labo sisi bethu kumbe abana wethu babuye enkonzweni, kumele sibe le nkonzo sibili ezilobungane ebantwaneni. So yikho sisithi thina asibeni lama tools esingabalawo awekuthi abantwana baye befuna ukuthi bangene ku-Sunday school bahambe emachurch.
Wona amalungelo abantwana eZimbabwe ungathi aminjani?
Ngasikhangela amalungelo abantwana kahlonithwa ngendlela esingathi iyathabisa. Uzabona ukuthi abantwana bayachayiwa, abanye bangkhona bayalinyazwa, kulokudlwengulwa okukhulu okwabantwana khathesi esikubalayo emaphepheni. So siyabe sifuna ukuthi i-violence enjengaleyo ebantwaneni iphele. So ngoku ba le document elinjengaleyo siyabe silethembele ukuthi abakhulu abesontweni ezingama members awe World Council of Churches bazathatha i document leyo bahambe lalo kuma church abo bakwanise ukuthi baqalise i program yokuthi sihloniphe lathi amalungelo abantwana ukuze abantwana bengabaleki ama church.
Umnumzana Masimba Kuchera ngowe United Church of Christ in Zimbabwe sixoxela ekwele Norway. Esigabeni sethu esikhangela izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe lamhlanje, uPraxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7 uxoxa lonkosazana Andile Mpofu. Umampofu uhlala eWashington State khonapha eMelika njalo usanda thola isicoco sokuba intombi enhle ukwedlula zonke intombi ezidabuka eZimbabwe esemizimbabwe USA. Umncintiswano lo uqhutshelwe eCalifornia ngenyanga edluleyo. Uqala ngokuchasisa ukuthi wangena njani kulo mncintiswano.
Abantu bakhona abadinga abantu abafuna ukwenza umncintiswano lo. Bangkhola about 3 months before i-competition yakhona, ngiphaqasa khona ukulungiselela khona. Kwakungekholula ukwenza into le, kwakunzima sibili ngoba into yakhona ufunakala izimali, kufunakala ukuthi ube labantu abakuncedisayo. Kodwa ngaphongo uqhubeka phambili bambezela lami ngabona lami ngiphumelela ukuthi ngikwanise ukuthi ngihambe eCalifornia lapho kwakulomncintiswano wakhona. Akumncintiswano wakulamankazana angu-8. Bese sikhathiko lapho abesifuza khona imibuzo. Mina bambuza umbuzo wokuthi nxa kukhona ongafuni ukukutshintsha ngeZimbabwe ikuyini. Mina ngaphendula ngisithi nxa kukhona engafuni ukukutshintsha ngeZimbabwe ngingaqalisa ngengqondo zabantu baseZimbabwe ukuthi sifike endaweni lapha esikwaziyo ukuthi asisobantu nje abahamba through ama-challenges, kodwa singabantu aba-more creative, abantu abangakwanisa ukutshintsha indlela esiphila ngayo eZimbabwe.
Ubona ngani yiwo umbuzo owakwenza wanqoba?
Ngoba nxa sikhanyela izigqoko, bakhona abanye abelezigqoko ezinhle kakhulu kedlule zami. Bakhona amankazana abahle kedlula mina. Abanye lokhu ababekufake khona i-makeup yabo, inywele zabo. Mina nganginyele zami zifithane, ngayingela weave. I-makeup yami ngangiyenze nje lami ngokuphangisa sengisele ukuthi lami ngithi ngacela omunye angcedise nge-makeup ngoba mina i-makeup angikwanisi ukuziyenza.
Uvele wena uhlala ngaphi lapha e-America njalo ubuye njani nini?
Mina lapha ngihlala Washington State. Ngabuye lapha ngo-2013 ngesikolo. Ngifunda khona lapha esikoleni esithi Green River College esikhona lapha e-Washington State. Ngifunda i-business economics. Njalo ngizabe nge-major in finance.
Ubuya ngapha eMelika uvela eZimbabwe. Kunzima okunganani ukuthi uwejwayele ukuhlala lapha eMelika lomqando lokuya esikolo, ingxenye lokuya le msebenzini?
Iqiniso engathi mina ngabe ngaba la zingingakabuye lapha yikuthi ngabe ngazuza umuntu ongitshelayo ukuthi impilo yalapha ithiyene kakhulu le mpilo yekhaya. Mina ngathi ngibuya lapha ngangicabangela ukuthi ngizabe ngizuza umakhelwane. Bathi sabona makhelwane ekuseni, tshonile mama lithele njani. Abantu ngapha ngabantu ababhizi kakhulu. Omnye lo munye uvuke esenza into yakhe ehamba. Omnye lo munye uvuke esenza into yakhe ehamba. Uza ukuthi abantu abasakuthandi. Kanti hayi, abantu laba gijimise zabo. Omnye lo munye ule zakhe la yazigijimisayo. Eyinye futhi into engathi ngifika la sengangejwela ngayikudla kwalapha. Ukudla kwalapha kuthiyene lokudla kwasekhaya. Ngangizidele lamalusami endlini ngizithekela lamatemba ami ngikhaya. Ngathi ngifika lapha ngangaboni noma itembe eliyi-1. Khona lona ulusu. Ngithi nxa sengilecabangile ngikulesinye isitolo lapha abathengisa khona izitolo zamachina, kodwa kuthisilwa wabo lapha luthiyene lolusu lwasekhaya.
Ekubhadaleleni indleko yezifundo, wabuya nge-scholarship kumbe uyazibhadalela?
Ngathi ngibuya lapha ngancediswa ngomama mdala wami engihlala labo, bangcedisa ukuthi ngibuye lapha ngizofunda.
Wachiya abazali ekhaya?
Ngachiya abazali bekhaya. Ngizalwa lo sisi oyedwa othiwa ngubathile Mpofu. Laye ngamshiya ekhaya khona le, laye beqedise zakhe izifundo, labazali bami ngabachiya khona ekhaya.
Abazali bona bakhangelela ukuthi ungabe uyabathumela la uyisheleni?
Nxa ngabe ngikwanisile lami, kodwa okuhle ukuthi ubaba laye uyasebenza. Kodwa kumnandi kakhulu nxa ngingakwanisa ukuthi lami ngikwanisa ukuthi ngibathumele. Yinto engiyikhangelela khona ukuthi lami nxa ngiyaqeda isikolo lami ngikwanisa ukuthi ngisebenze, ngikwanisa ukuthi lami ngiyenze khona lokho abazali bami abangenzela khona ngikhule. Abazali bami sebafaka imali eningi kakhulu. Lami ngifisa ukuthi nxa lami sengikhulile ngizuze lami umsebenzi wami omuhle, ngikwanisa ukuthi lami ngikwanisa ukuthi ngibathumezele labo imali, labezwe ukuthaba ukuthi hayi sesafundisa sesaqeda mntwana sesebenza.
Lo nkosazana Andile Mpofu uMisa Zimbabwe USA yaqhubeka lengxoxo ngeviki ezayo. Okwamanje uhlelo liphuma lendaba lishone lendaba.
Elingali tshona njani izulukandaba mthwakazi omuhle ondlela zimhlophe olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu. Igama lami nguChris Gande, sidibana kuhlelo liphuma lendaba lishona lendaba. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu sixoxa lomnumzana Moses Mzila Ndlovu owayeyisiphathamandla sebandla le-MDC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Welshman Ncube. Okwakuqala ngiyakwamukela kuhle.
Siyabonga Gandi.
Sizwa kuthiwa ungomunye walabo abathi lifuna ukusungula ibandla elisha.
Kahle ngiqondise lumcabango othi kuthiwa sifuna ukusungula ibandla elisha. Uhlelo lwethu lubalulekile baba Gandi ngokuthi sithe mase sihlukane lo mngisa lo uProfessor Washman Ncube. Savumelana thina njengabantu abaphatheka kulolu daba ukuthi sikhethe phakathi kwento ezithize. Into esicabangayo ezinye zinto esicabanga esingazenza ngoba sizibona siselamandla okuphathisa kwezombangazo welizwe leli. Akhangela ukuthi kambe singasebenzelana labanye yini ababandla la aphikisayo. Siyakucabanga lokhu asakuphuthi. Sakhangela ukuthi singajoyina abanye avele bekhona esibona ngazathi mhlawumbe aphikisana nokuze lohulumende lo. Esithathu ngokuthi sibumbe inhlanganiso yethu thina. Yikho nithi asikafiki kulesi sibanga sokukhetha ukuthi senzeni phakathi kwalezi zinto but soku. Seduzane ukuthi sikhethe phakathi kwazele izinto ezintathu. Kanti kahle ngigcile kuleyi esithathwe ngiphayo ukuthi ma ukuthi siyakhetha ukuthi sibumbe inhlanganiso. Sithi thina phezu kodubo lolo lukhona elizweni leli olufana nombuso omubi oyezanu p f lo mgale nobufelo obukhona elizweni lokubulala abantu okukhona. Thina sizakwengezelela ngokujonga ikakhulu khonapha emathebelelend into ezenza abantu bemathebelelend baphathwe ingazathi kayisizobukhonzi zelizwe leli. Into yokuqala engifuna ukuthi ngibeke sobala ukuthi thina njengoluntu kusukela eVictoria Falls kuze kuyefika eThikwalakwana kufike eSlumtree uze uyefika eKhwekhwe ukuthi abantu balumango kasikazi sikuthathe njengabantu abalamasiko awo asegcekeni aziwayo ahlukileyo kulabanye. In other words, indaba ye-identity ne-protection yolimi lamalungelo ethu kulezo ndawo.
Manje pho nxa kuyukuthi kuyabunjwa inhlanganiso njengokutsho kwakho likhangelele ukuthi kuqale nini njalo kunxuswe obani?
Into yokuqala engifuna ukuthi ngizazise abantu bakithi ukuthi khona kukugaba abantu abahamba besiphumela sengazake sabaqatsha ukuthi babe ngosomlomo bethu. Kusobala ukuthi kule nto abayisabayo sithi na hayi mayiyuyekelani ukwesaba. Lathi singabantu sifuna ukwenza esikufisayo.
Hayi isikhathi iso singasavumi ungavalelisa abalaleni.
Ngiyabonga baba Gandi ukuthi ungibhelele ithuba ukuthi ngichazise esingabakuhlosile ukwenza ngenhlanganiso le nxa ukuthi siyavumba kodwa sizamele ukuthi sikhethe ukuthi siyekele kumbe sihambe siyejoyina abanye. Apha bengichaza nje ukuthi phakathi kwezinto ezintathu esingabe siyakhetha simele ukuthi sibe sivumelele sonke lapho ezisebenza lapho.
Hayi sibongile. Lo ke bekungumnumzana Moses Mzilandlovu ebesixoxa la ebuhlelo liphuma le ndaba lithona le ndaba igama lami ngu Chris Gande lilala.
Nangu uJoseph Njanji esethulela impumela yemidlalo yeGauslaga Premier Soccer League edlalwe lamuhla.
Intshantshu zanyekenye kusigaba seCastle Premier Soccer League iqembu leChicken litshayane lele wange umdlalo waze wafika emaphethelweni kungela qembeleni liseukulitshayela emambuleni emdlalweni obusenkundleni yeColliery namhla emini. Limpumela itsho ukuba kuza kuba nzima ukuba iqembu leChicken livikele isicoco salo njengoba lizithola lihlezi kwindawo ye-9 lile miklomelo elitshumi lane ngemva kwemidlalo elitshumi. Iqembu leChicken lichiwe ngemiklomelo elitshumi lambili liqembu elihlezi phezu kwengalane ele-Highlanders lona elidibana lalo ngempela viki yezayo. Emidlalweni yesigaba se-Southern Region Soccer League edlalwe namhla iqembu leyamagagasi yilo eselikhokhela phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo ngemva kokunqoba iqembu leyindlovu yanyathela nge-1 namhla emini emdlalweni obusenkundleni yeChino Timba ese-Victoria Falls. Iqembu leyamagagasi lile miklomelo ngama-20 lathoba munomunye ukuthi ngemva kwaloku leqembu lebantu Rovers elile miklomelo ngama-20 lesikhombisa. Emdlalweni obusenkundleni ye-White City kobulawayo iqembu leBoso 90 libe ngutshikilobhanqa 1-1 leqembu lebulawayo Chiefs. Iqembu lebulawayo Chiefs liliqale ukuhlohla ngehlandla lakuqala elo mdlalo njalo lihlohlelwe nguRemington Masuku wathi eleBoso lilinganise ngehlandla lesibili elo mdlalo njalo lihlohle umbekwa otshawe nguThamsanqa Ncube. Umanager weqembu lebulawayo Chiefs uFarais Banda uthi abafana bakhe bayilahle ngokungahlohli kaningi ngehlandla lakuqala elo mdlalo lapho abakade bezibambe khona esidukwini.
First half ama chances which we missed ayibe maningi
Then sengikhangela futhi le ama changes like ama changes ethu ukuthi like abantu njengoba belimele so ama changes ukuthi every week we have to change someone omunye abe se recover then i combination yangkhona kanjani azani kanzima.
Iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs lile miklomelo elithumi lathoba munomunye kodwa selidlale imidlalo eyithoba munembili kuphela ngoba like laphiwa isikhathi esokuba abadlali balo baphole ngemva kokuvelelwa ingozi yemoto besiyadlala eVictoria Falls. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Live Talk lamuhla sikhangela ukuvinjwa kwabantu ukuthi bathenge impahla egoqela ukudla kwamanye amazwe ngohulumende. Hayi ke kwanele kwalamhlanje mthwakazi omuhle olivalelisayo nguntungamile inkomo. Salani ke ku Live Talk.